You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nick Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Thursday, July 18th, and The Most Interesting Thing in Tech is the startling data coming out of Netflix. For the first time in a decade, the number of Netflix users actually declined. It's not that their rate of growth declined, it's that the actual number of users declined. This was quite surprising news, and it sent Netflix stock into a tailspin. It dropped, I think, 11% right after that news came out. So not a very good day for Netflix. And what's so interesting about this is that Netflix has always seemed kind of like the magic company, the company that was able to figure out where tech was going in ways that would seem obvious in retrospect, but at the time were still really smart decisions. So they came up with the idea of sending out DVDs by mail. They mastered the postal service. They iterated on those little red packages. And then when bandwidth increased, when the ability to stream videos increased, they completely cut that part of the business off. They made the kind of decision that most companies will never make, which is to get rid of a profitable business that they know will not be super profitable in the future. They just excised that. Then they were an aggregator of stuff online. And then they made a very smart decision to go into original content because they knew that being an aggregator distributor wasn't going to be enough. They also needed to have original content on top of that. So they just kept kind of staying a step ahead of the competition, executing really well. So now what's happened? One hypothesis is just that the U.S. market is saturated, the international market is not as profitable. Of course, it's going to be a little trickier for Netflix. It's a possible hypothesis. Another hypothesis is that it's hard for a company to continue to make all the right decisions, right? Your leadership becomes less imaginative or they become sclerotic. You make some bad hires because you're doing so well, you don't get rid of them, right? It's possible that all of the mojo that Reed Hastings and Netflix have had, some of it is gone. Another possibility, of course, is just that the original content game is becoming much more competitive. Apple's making its own shows. Disney's making its own shows. There are going to be a lot of competitors doing just what Netflix does. And that leads to the last hypothesis, which is Netflix is late in figuring out what the next pivot is. Because the position they were in that built them so much strength over the last couple of years was being an aggregator of other content and creating their own shows. But over time, as other people started to create their own shows, it would be harder to aggregate content because some of your competitors are going to pull stuff out of your library. It's going to be harder to be competitive in your own shows because so many other people are making them. So maybe they should have realized that life was going to get really hard about now. In any case, don't bet against Netflix. They've made too many good decisions over too many years. It's a very smart, well-run company, but this is the first time they've had a terrible earnings like this. All right, I'm going to go watch some Netflix. I'll see you tomorrow.